it.
Around 20 or so gathered outside the Talbot County Courthouse, where stands the Confederate statue known as the Talbot Boys. Underneath, a long banner was being held up that read, "Traitors to Our Nation." Jim Richardson from Claiborne made the sign.
Basically, I see them as traitors. I think we ought to teach our children that they were traitors, and not they certainly weren't fighting for anything that was noble.
But myths die hard, and Richardson, with his banner, said it was time to end the story of the Southern cause.
I think we have to start teaching real history, not erasing history, but teaching real history and not myth. And certainly not the myth that the Southern cause.
This was a setting for Tuesday night's public hearing on whether the statue should be removed. And that seemed to get one step closer as Councilmember Pete Lesher addressed the crowd.
I'm hopeful that the council will come together in advancing equality all around Talbot County. This is merely a symbol. It's a powerful symbol, and that's why it needs to go. This is only the start.
He told the gathering that he was putting in an amendment that would remove the statue and the base with some of the names of the soldiers who fought on the Confederate side. Afterward, he said that his office had received over 100 emails with 8-1 for removing the statue.
From folks who say, we've turned a corner. This does not represent who we are in Talbot County today. And it never should have been put here in the first place.
He noted the statue did not tell a full story of Talbot County, which contributed more men to the Union cause than the Confederacy. The statue was erected long after the Civil War ended. It was dedicated in 1916. A similar statue for a Union soldier failed to receive the same financial backing. Many of those gathered in front of the courthouse held signs, one reading, "Please take it down, we can do better," and "Black lives are more important than white feelings." Richard Potter, president of the Talbot County branch of the NAACP, the sight of the towering Confederate statue on the courthouse lawn sends another kind of message.
Here on the courthouse lawn, we are faced to look at a monument that says that you're 3/5 of a person, that you should not be here, and that you should still be enslaved.
For Alexander Bond, removing the statue is even more personal.
I am a descendant of a number of the people on that monument, actually about 10%. And I want it gone. I think it's outlived its purpose. It probably should have never been put there in the first place.
Just across the way, there is a statue of abolitionist Frederick Douglass. But when it was built, it was determined it could not be any higher than the Talbot Boys statue. This was not the first effort to get the monument removed. A few years ago, another was made, but at that time, the council rejected it. This time around, Council President Corey Pack has changed his mind and has offered a resolution that would have at least removed the statue but left the base. And Councilmember Frank DeVilio has been exploring a new monument that would include both a Confederate soldier and a Union soldier. So what has changed? Potter with the NAACP points to the death of George Floyd at the hands of a white police officer that has spurred a reckoning with the country's racist past.
And then I believe people started to make the connection to what happened to George Floyd, to the Confederate monument, and those symbolisms of hate that still give messages to people in today's time. So people now are more enlightened, and they want to do something, and the first step in that is to remove that Confederate monument.
Once inside the council chambers during the public comment period, the council heard over 30 people speak by phone, but only a handful spoke in favor of keeping the statue. The resolution for removing the statue is expected to come up early next month. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.